Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
About that often, and I honestly I enjoy life that much more because of her. I mean, she just turned one, and so you know she's still picking up on things about herself and her environment, and it's just amazing to see like something new almost happens on a daily basis. So it's just amazing to see her and how she progresses and. You know, what she likes and dislikes, and it's almost like for me, like I'm almost experiencing a second childhood through her. So, so it's amazing. It's amazing. It's one of the most rewarding. I can't call it a job because it's not a job at all, but it's one of the most rewarding things that I've ever done in my life. So I'm definitely grateful for her.
You know, it's a beautiful experience knowing that you have someone that provides you that kind of unconditional love and just see the different things that we take for granted from our own
Absolutely.
Personal experience and see, wow,
yeah.
That's amazing. What she smiled today or she did this. And it just, even if you're having not such a pleasant day, something mm-hmm. like that can turn your whole day around and it gives you a different perspective. So you know what, whatever I'm worrying about, it's not really
right.
that important. It really is. And
exactly.
I must confess, my love, I have seen her songwriting. and your transparency grow over the last couple of years. You've allowed more people in as far as to who you are, because the last time I spoke, you've always been a very private person. And now I'm getting an idea, more of a feel from you in your music, that you're allowing more of your transparency in as far as letting people know who you are. Do you see that growth in yourself as being a songwriter?
I do, yeah. Just as a person in general, as a young woman, I've come into quite a bit of different things as far as just my sense of self and what my purpose is. So I'm just trying to tap into that. Not trying to, because I'm getting ready to say and trying as well. That's not a word I want to keep using. But just getting into the habit of just letting my hair down in my writing and my producing, even like not being afraid to sonically experiment with different things. And I think vulnerability is really important as a writer, as a musician, period. And just not being afraid to share and to connect with other people. I think that's one of the main purposes of art as a whole. So that's what I've strived for, to just, and even more so now, just to really uninhibit myself when it comes to what I want to say and how I say it.
Well, the feedback that I've been getting on your performances in L.A. that, you have definitely allowed your hair to come down. I sense a level of freedom, a new Alex Isley who has no inhibitions and just being able to share your experience with the listeners. And I wanted to ask you, from a personal perspective, do you find gratification doing that? You feel more relaxed as far as letting people in when you do perform?
I do, yes. Whatever it is that I set out to do, but specifically with my artistry, I don't want to look back and regret anything or say, I wish I would have done that this way or, you know, what have you. So I just think that's really important to just, when you get to a certain point where you have to leave what you created alone and just let it go and let people or whoever, you know, listens to it or identify with it, let them connect with that. And, you know, I make the music initially for myself to just kind of as a release, but I think one of the great things about making music for me is to hear the feedback and to hear the love and the support that I get from, fortunately, I've gotten from so many people across the board. I mean, you know, music knows no bounds, and I've really come to see that with my own, and that's an amazing feeling for me. So, you know, I'm doing something right, so I'm just going to keep doing it.
Without question. Your dad and I, we're both 21. Let me clear my throat when I say we're both 21. We've been around the block a few times, several times over. Having someone like that is so revered, so loved and iconic, people have a tendency where they want to put you in a box and will not allow you the freedom to be your own person. And I wanted to ask you, what kind of challenges is it for you, for being an artist, that you want to be able to create your own lane and still have the respect of your dad, but create your own lane as being Alex Isley, the artist?
I think everything I've taken on for myself is pretty natural. I haven't consciously made a decision to steer away from them, or, you know, they're my blood, literally. They're in my blood. They're, you know, what I've absorbed from, you know, ever since before I was born. So, I mean, you know, I'm going to take on elements of what they've given to a degree, of course. But, you know, and I'll always be proud of the legacy they've established. And, you know, they still perform and they're still doing their thing. And that's something that I'll always be proud of, to be linked to. And so I think anything that I've shared has just been natural. I haven't tried to steer away from anything. I just let my own creativity and what I feel and what I'm inspired by, let all of that kind of take its course and become what it's supposed to be.
Now, I've just heard recently that you actually had an opportunity to visit a museum.
I did, yes.
Yes, and the feedback that I got, it had a definite, profound vibe with you. And I wanted you to tell the listeners out there, what did it mean to you to see all these classic, as far as from different people that left a basically an indelible vibe and feeling with you? How did it leave you when you left the museum?
So many emotions. I'm already kind of an emotional person, so that visit, I wasn't aware of how much of an impact that would have on me. And, you know, we weren't there all that long, but and missed so much of that museum, oddly enough, because we were in there for a couple hours, and we saw quite a few exhibits, but at the same time, we missed a lot of stuff. So I was telling someone I would definitely just go back to D.C. just to visit that museum. If I did nothing else, like, that'd be cool. I just need a good, solid day just to go back there and experience all of it. But I left feeling inspired. It's just very heavy, some of the stuff that you see in there. You know, the history of Black culture and the history, the beginning of slavery on a global scale. And I think one of the more emotional points for me was visiting Emmett Till's exhibit, and the actual casket is there, and seeing the footage and the pictures of his mother mourning, and from a mother's perspective especially, like, that really struck a chord with me. So I was told that was one of the more popular exhibits there, and people are lining up, like, right when the museum opens just to solely see that. So, as they should. So, but just very informative, very heavy, very inspiring, very just incredible. I mean, I'm trying to think of the words too, but especially the entertainment part too. There's all this wardrobe of you know, stuff these artists actually wore. MC Light's Chucks are in a glass case. You have James Brown's patent leather shoes. You have Ella's a dress that Ella Fitzgerald wore. You have Dinah Washington's first shawl and little purse that she carried. Duke Ellington's first Downbeat Award, Downbeat Magazine Award. So Fred West's trombone. I mean, it's just incredible there. And I posted about it, but I gotta say, anybody in that area or who can get to D.C., I highly encourage everyone to take a look at that museum, because it's incredible, the stuff that's in there.
Well, let me ask you, for someone who has yet had the opportunity to listen to your music or see you perform, and they say, okay, I go into, I can't say a record store because they don't exist anymore, but go online to iTunes and purchase onto you. And they say, well, who is Alex Isley? How would you describe yourself as an artist at this particular point in time in the game?
Verbally, I'm not sure how I answered that. I feel like, I mean, that's just my honest answer. I feel like any way that I could genuinely answer that is just, you know, I leave that up to my music and what I put in that. I can say that I am, I can say that I am genuine with whatever I do express. I love hard. I think in a lot of ways I can be a hopeless romantic. I I think that if I had to verbalize it, I think that would be it for me. But I mainly just go for, you know, the sounds of what I hear and what I feel, and hopefully that speaks for itself. So,
could you ever see yourself being signed to a major label? And the reason why I ask that, because I find so many artists that find such gratification being an independent artist, because they have complete control. They have complete creative control of their music, because mm-hmm. their music is their baby, and they're not being treated mm-hmm. as quote unquote as a puppet. So my question is, if a major label did approach you and say, "Hey, look, we want to sign you," what yeah. would be some of the stipulations that you would have to incorporate where you say, "Hey, I'm only going to do this because I need to have complete creative control over my music"?
Right. You know, I know that any artist in a situation like that where they want creative control, I know they would certainly have strong emotional ties to making a decision like that. So it's the same for me. I would definitely want input and a say as far as production, as far as who mixes and masters, as far as who writes with me, because like you said, you know, that's your baby, and that's something that is delicate and serious, and so I don't want to just put out, you know, whatever, because it might be hot, or it might be the thing, or this is trendy, or whatever. And you know, being signed to a label in many cases could be amazing. But I know for myself that would certainly be, as far as having a say in you know, still in what I and how I create, would definitely have to be something that's at least discussed before I consider that. So,
you know, so I find interesting that how the industry has changed so dramatically, where I remember at a time when, you know, when your dad, as far as overall, Isaac Brothers had T-Neck. At T-Neck Records, well, I'm really dating myself, but that's okay. It's just going to be between
yeah,
you
yeah.
and I'm really dating myself. How the industry has changed overall as far as artist development and respecting mm-hmm. artists. And now I see now where a lot of things in the industry now is not based upon talent. It's about mm-hmm. what they can use or take from that particular artist that they feel they can sell. And I feel a lot of the substance and quality of music has been set back immensely. And I wanted to ask you, how important is it to you to be remain true to yourself as an artist and always make sure that you're putting out something that you can be proud of as far as quality music? Mm-hmm. And you know that your listeners, I don't like to use the term fans, but your listeners and the people who really respect you are going to say, you know what, I love what she's doing because there's meaning in your substance behind the music.
I think that's first and foremost with just your own integrity as an artist. That's one of the main things, certainly. But I don't think from what I've seen and what I've picked up on online, I don't think there's any shortage of quality. I think that just some things are being highlighted a lot more than others. And I mean, it's a shame that that's the case, but I'm finding somebody almost on a daily basis on Pandora, mainly on Spotify too. There's so much great stuff out there that doesn't have as wide or as big of a platform, or is not as widespread as it should be. But you know, that's the first thing, is just to be honest, to be genuine, and to be proud of what you create and what you share with people. Because again, you don't want any regrets. Certainly not any kind of resentment about your own stuff. So
right.
I think that's the main thing.
Absolutely. Now, I've had an opportunity to listen to the single several times. Thoroughly impressed, mm-hmm. especially with the lyrics. My goodness, I said, this isn't Alex Isley I listened to about 4 years ago. This is a said, okay. And I'm like, okay. We're definitely not in Kansas anymore. Lord have mercy. I said, okay. So what was the thought process when you first walked in the studio and you said, you know what? This is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm vibing with. And to show that kind of side of you that like a lot of people are not used to. Was there any apprehension at first when you started working on the new single Onto You?
Honestly, there was a little bit because I was like, well, I don't want to say too much or paint too much of a picture or try to be something that I'm not. But so I was just kind of strategic, just trying to figure out how I wanted to express the vibe that I was feeling at the moment. And I wanted to go for simplicity. I wanted to go for just an overall feeling of a certain environment. And that's really what I went for. When I'm thinking of something to create, initially I see it in my head. I see it. I see the notes. I see the drum patterns. I see what I create before I make it. So it was just ultimately stuff or images for me that I saw first and then just tried to flesh that out as best I can and stay true to that as best as I can. So, but I went for simplicity, I think, overall.
I said, definitely woman's intuition. She said, look, I'm on to you. I know what you're trying to do, but you definitely have my attention. I said, Lord have mercy. I said, okay. All right. I said, okay. But there's nothing wrong with that. I love that because it shows the growth and it shows that you, because I remember the last time that I had you on the show, you said one of the key things that you want to do, you want to continually challenge yourself as an artist and push yourself, push the boundaries, because when we become too comfortable, we become complacent and we get kind of pigeon-toed in doing one thing. Social media, the feedback has been incredible about the new single. And I wanted to ask
it
you
has,
at any
I'm
time.
I'm grateful for that for sure.
Yes, Lord. at any point for you, can it sometimes get a little bit overwhelming knowing that you have so many people, I mean, that really, truly love your music and telling you, hey, look, I listened to your song today and I was feeling a certain kind of way and it just put a smile on my face. How does that make you feel?
It's amazing. I absolutely love that. And I, you know, that's something that never gets old for me, to read something or hear somebody say, you know, I listened to your song first thing when I woke up this morning. Like, this is what set the tone for my day. And that's big, too, because that's what I do, you know, for certain artists. You know, I listen to a certain something to set the tone for my day. So to hear that I am somewhat, you know, what I'm that for somebody else or my music is that for somebody else, that's amazing. And that's heavy because I mean, but it's great to know that what I've experienced and experiences of others that I've picked up on and what I've wanted to share and release is all stuff that people can connect to in some way. And in some cases, you know, what I've created helps people get through certain situations. You know, I've read a couple instances where someone says, well, this song helped me get through this. You know, this was a low point in my life and I listened to your song and this helped me. And that's amazing. And I'm truly, truly grateful for that. Because that only lets me know that, you know, what God has purposed me for, that's the exact path that I'm on. So I'm grateful for that, so that I can be a blessing to others.
I love hearing that response from you. And the reason why is because that's what music was intended for. Mm-hmm. It changes a person's perspective, their mood. Whatever you're going through, you can hear a particular song that morning, and it will turn your whole demeanor around where you say, you know what, I can do this. I feel good. There are times you may say, you know what, I'm in the middle of the floor and I'm dancing. I'm dancing by myself, but mm-hmm. I'm in a different mindset. And it does that. Right. Music has that kind of power. There's no color lines. It just is able to move and motivate people. For you, at the end of the day, what, you know what? I'm going to get you on this, because what you've been doing, you've been releasing and teasing us with little singles here and there, little pieces of cheesecake here and there. When can we expect? I want a full album from Alex Isley. When can we expect another album, just a whole album?
A whole album is definitely on the way. What I'm currently working on now is a two-parter that can be considered an album. So I'm really excited about everything that's kind of developing right now for me. I can say that I am finally kind of able to collaborate with other producers on some things. And it's interesting because I never had it in my mind to produce my own stuff, but, you know, that's what I've done up to this point. So I'm excited about having, you know, producers that I, you know, that are my colleagues that I admire, having them collaborate with my original or on my original material. So yeah, it's a two-parter that I'm working on. So I want to say within the first quarter of next year, for sure, the first part will be out and available for people to listen to. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm excited about it because I know it's been quite a while since Luxury, which was, you know, my last full body of work. So
see, that's a minute. That has been a minute. I said, wait a minute, it's been too long, but then I'm getting feedback. Oh, Alex has dropped this. She's dropping. I said, wait a minute. Okay. She's teasing us. That's what she's doing. She's teasing us. She has us salivating over some music. And I'm like, when are we going to get a full album? But in the meantime, it's okay. She has a nice slice of cheesecake for all the listeners out there. Remember, the new single, On To You, is available as we speak on iTunes. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always let your fingers do the walking and head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, stop by Alex's official website. That's lovealexisley.com. Also on Twitter and Instagram, it's the same handle. The Alex Isley of today, if she could go back, let's say, 7 years ago, what would the Alex Isley of today tell the Alex Isley 7 years ago? If you could just sit down and have a conversation with her, what would you tell her?
Love yourself and keep going, and everything's gonna be good. Just keep going. Leave whatever you create. Leave it alone. Don't keep messing with it. Leave it alone. Release it and keep moving forward. And that's it.
Well, that's what we're here to do, my love. Let's keep moving forward. The new hit single from the incredible Miss Alex Isley with On To You, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
On its own, breeze outside. like you don't, just so you know.
Website at lovealexisley.com, also on Twitter, Instagram, and also for those who are using Facebook, same handle, Love Alex Isley. Princess, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show. The next time when you come on, I want an album. I don't care if it's 10, 12, 14 songs. I want an album. And hopefully
Absolutely.
Soon... you will make your way down here to Houston so we can see you perform, or at least come down here, come in the studio so you can sing.
Yeah, definitely working on that. Working on doing some dates, so I definitely want to come to Houston ASAP.
You heard it here first, family. Oh, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I didn't get a chance to tell you this before. My son, he's in the last year of high school. He's getting ready to go to college. Mm-hmm. But at the last time, I didn't get a chance to tell you what my son's name is. My son's name is O'Kelly.
That's amazing. Amazing name.
I had to. I said, you know, when he was born, I said, because at the time I said, well, my lady was saying, well, all right, I tell you what, you can give him a first name and I'm dealing with the middle name. I said, I know what the name is going to be. I said, I want to name him O'Kelly. That's just how much love and respect and adulation I have your family. So, hey, the lineage continues.
Thank you. It's an amazing name. Awesome.
Yes, it is. Take me to the next phase, my love. We look forward to seeing you down the road. Continue success. Remain sweet. Stay positive. And soon come down to Texas and we're going to do our thing. All right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure, my queen. Be safe, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
All right. The very talented Miss Alex Isley here in the zone of LOTO Radio. See, most people didn't know that. A lot of people didn't know that. I had to keep that on the hush hush as far as my sons. My first son's first name is Amari. But we, can we move it back and forth and say, okay, let's move it to O'Kelly. So it's Amari O'Kelly Ford. It's a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful day, we're going to take a little quick 2 and 2. You know, we got to pay some bills, but also the teddy bears and the desperate need of some tea and honey. Yes, Lord, on a very smooth but very mellow Thursday afternoon. Let's get into some more music. The late, great Mr. Al Jarreau with Since I Fell for You featuring David Sanborn here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
When you just give love and never get love, you better let love depart. I know love, and still I know you can't get out of my heart.
so much time. Yes, they like me, they expect me to be there at a drop of a dime. Well, I changed my mind. Used to be a people pleaser, but I had to change my mind. Just wanna take my time.
People pleaser.
Alex Isley. Thank you, my queen, for joining us today. And remember, family, purchase the new hit single, Only to You, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, Lord have mercy, head over to Amazon.com and be sure to get all the comings and goings. Stop by the official website. That's at lovealexisley.com. Also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, the same handle. And man, she's currently in Los Angeles with, if I'm not mistaken, Brandon Williams. If I'm saying it incorrectly, I do apologize. She's been out on a mini tour, and the feedback has been incredible. Man, what she is doing is so, it gives me faith in the future of music, that you still have artists that truly appreciate the art form, and she is definitely one of them. So it's always a privilege and a pleasure for me to have artists on the show who do that. And speaking of that, we have another talented artist who's going to be visiting Zoom tomorrow, Miss Robin Page. Yeah, she's going to be calling us from the UK, from Jolly Old England. That's at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, and 4 p.m. in Jolly Old England. Yes, Lord, I will definitely have my tea and crumpets by the keyboard. It's a beautiful thing. As we get into her new album, her new EP, debut EP at that, Genesis. So I'm looking forward to that. And to get all the latest updates, stop by the official website at www.lotlthezone.com. You can also catch up with us on Twitter at LOTL Radio, Facebook at LOTL Radio, The Zone, and last but certainly not least, my cup runneth over on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. So it is written, so it shall be done. Yes, Lord, here in The Zone of LOTL Radio, let's get back into some more music. I seen the need. Here to fulfill you that deed with Chris Jasper. Yeah. Here on LOTO Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper hanging with Teddy Bear at LOTL Radio, debuting my new single, Keep Believing.
All right. Put down those guns and pick up those books. And listen to what I'm getting ready to put down.
Making your mark, to know you're in charge, got to own what you're making. love. It's been 3 days since I last used.
Attention, Tammy Wilson. She is the program director. We will handle it. And I promise you, I promise you. If it's substance, if it's quality, we will definitely play it on the show. Yeah. Not seeing the need. Here to fulfill that need. Here's the latest from Cassandra Lucas, formerly of Changing Faces, with her newest single, Give Love a Chance. That's all we need. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Let's unusual for you to just not call me. It's unusual for you to stop loving me.